This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
With Ian Johnson in Bonn. Libya's interim government has promised a fair trial for Saif al-Islam, the prominent son of the slain Muammar Gaddafi, who's been captured by militiamen in Libya's southern deserts after weeks on the run. Luis Marino Ocampo, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague, which wants Saif al-Islam on crimes against humanity charges, said he would travel to Libya in the coming week to discuss where and how Saif al-Islam would be tried.
So that's crucially important. He's arrested, he's alive, and now he will face justice. And that is the most important news.
On Saturday, Saif al-Islam was flown to a former rebel town west of Tripoli, Sintan, from where Libya's interim prime minister, Abdurrahman al-Kib, said international jurisdiction would be respected. He added, however, that Libya's population wanted a trial within Libya. The European Union and NATO, which staged an aerial campaign over Libya until October, have called on Libya's new rulers to cooperate with the International Court. Television footage showed Saif al-Islam with hand injuries. He was captured with several armed aides near the desert town of Abari. The news drew thousands of Libyans out onto the country's streets. As more details emerge about a murderous neo-Nazi group that escaped detection over 13 years, German Interior Minister Hans-Peter Friedrich has conceded there may have been major failings within Germany's complex network of police and domestic intelligence institutions. Friedrich told a conservative CSU party conference in Bavaria that beyond the five persons identified so far, the group appeared to have been larger. The racist nature of murder series became public in early November when two of the suspects were found dead along with video evidence. The magazines Der Spiegel and Focus say authorities in Thuringia State, where the case began, believe that 20 persons supported the alleged perpetrators. They're accused of murdering 9 small business proprietors, some with immigrant origins, and a policewoman between 2000 and 2007. In reaction to the racist neo-Nazi murder series, the Speaker of Germany's Parliament, Norbert Lammert, has announced that a remembrance ceremony for the victims will be held in the Bundestag chamber. Lammert told the newspaper Tagesspiegel am Sonntag the federal government, the Bundestag and the office of Germany's president, Christian Wolff, were agreed that a remembrance service should be held. Planning, Lammert said, would incorporate the wishes and sensitivities of the families of those murdered. 2,000 elders have ended Afghanistan's Grand Assembly, the Lawyer Jirga, by endorsing strategic partnership proposals beyond the 2014 completion of the pullout of NATO-led foreign combat forces. Delegates favoured talks with Taliban rebels who renounce violence and demanded that the United States and NATO stop night raids that cause resentment among Afghan residents. An assembly delegation held unscheduled talks with German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle, who visited Kabul on Saturday for preparatory talks ahead of a major Afghan conference to be held in Bonn in early December. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Ecological advocates say a 48-nation maritime conference in Istanbul has agreed that a species of shark accidentally caught by tuna fishing fleets must be released back into the sea. The advocates, who warned silky sharks located in the Mediterranean and Atlantic are nearing extinction, say the chances of the species' recovery are good. Exceptions on capture are to be made for coastal fisheries of developing countries. Continuing his visit to West Africa, Pope Benedict XVI has led prayers inside the cathedral of Benin city of Oudah, just opposite a temple widely seen as the birthplace of voodooism. During his visit to Oudah, he signed a 135-page paper which urges Catholics in Africa to have good relations with traditional religions and with Islam while not relinquishing any part of their identity. Germany's soccer scene is in shock after a suicide attempt by the referee Babak Rafete at a Cologne hotel. Police say he is out of danger after being found just in time by an assistant and operated on in hospital. Saturday's Bundesliga match between FC Cologne and Mainz that Rafati had been due to referee in Cologne was called off as news of his hospitalisation emerged. In games played, Mönchengladbach beat Bremen 5-0 and Schalke defeated Nuremberg 4-0. Ian Johnson, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.